Nigeria's health minister said the committee, comprising officials from the Ministries of Finance, Health and Environment, intends to ensure that patients receiving treatment for HIV, tuberculosis and malaria do not experience setbacks amid the uncertainty of U.S. foreign policy. Shortly after taking office 2 weeks ago, U.S. President Donald Trump ordered a 90-day pause on U.S. foreign aid. But days later, he approved a temporary waiver for life-saving humanitarian assistance covering medicine, medical services, food, and shelter. Despite the exemption, concerns remain over the future of U.S. funding for global health programs. Public health analyst Ejike Oji welcomed Nigeria's proactive response to the U.S. funding freeze.
What this means is they are going to do a review, situation assessment of what's going on, and that will be able to give them opportunity to make a recommendation to the government. They gave a 90-day review because of the strategic importance of continuing the HIV program in Nigeria. They gave a waiver. So that means there's still a possibility at the end of 90 days after their review, they might say, look, we don't want to continue this funding.
Nigeria is a significant recipient of U.S. foreign aid, receiving $1.02 billion in 2023, much of it through agencies like the USAID. USAID funding to Nigeria plays a pivotal role in HIV and AIDS treatment, maternal and child care, and disease prevention efforts. On Monday, the Nigerian Federal Executive Council approved $1 billion for healthcare sector reforms and allocated an additional $3.2 million to procure 150,000 HIV treatment packs over the next 4 months. Authorities said the new funding will support improvements in primary healthcare services, maternal and child healthcare, and training of healthcare professionals. But in Dayo Aiwat, General Secretary of the Health Sector Reforms Coalition, says it will be difficult to sustain those programs without continued U.S. support.
Even when they are releasing the available funds on time and yourself, they will not be able to cover all the areas that those funds were helping them to achieve. So it will take probably 2-3 years.
Approximately 1.8 million Nigerians are living with HIV. The country also accounts for the world's highest number of malaria deaths and ranks among the top countries for tuberculosis cases. Currently, only about 4% of Nigeria's annual budget is allocated to the health sector, far below the 15% target set by African leaders in the 2001 Abuja Declaration. It's unclear whether the U.S. will reverse its decision after the 90-day pause, but with uncertainty looming, analysts say careful implementation of policies and new partnerships may be Nigeria's best path forward. Tsimfi Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.